Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I want to welcome our Facebook friends and our podcast friends. And Thea, we put a little thing on that the Savior is the reason for the season. A really true gift. And it was amazing. I told Joe we had hits last night off of it. It was just kind of like telling everybody that Jesus is our true gift. Have you ever received one of a kind gift? Something unique? Something completely, anything you had ever seen or ever heard of? When the Apostle John referred to Jesus as the only begotten of the Son, the original Greek, unique or one of a kind, God is the gift that is given to the world, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is the Lamb of God. He died on the cross on the behalf of all of us. The Savior is born today. Truthfully, you know, we are celebrating his birthday today. And so I'm just asking you to make room for Jesus today in your busy calendar. But the Savior was born. We celebrate that today. And he just didn't come just for you and me. He came for the whole world. And Jesus came for one reason, and that was for salvation. The one true gift, Jesus. The Messiah was born. Joy to the world. He is our hope for this world today in 2022 and going into 2023. It's all about him, and that's the celebration today. And so I welcome everybody here, and we're very privileged for the people that made it in for this terrible snowstorm, but I'm hoping that everybody will have a great Christmas. One of the things that I realized was I love Christmas, and Christmas is just kind of such a joyous time for me. And even when I was, you know, like a kid growing up, and we always honored the Lord, and we always went to candlelight service and everything, and it was, he was just part of our everyday life. And so I want to encourage you with that. If he isn't part of your life, make him part of your life today. There's nothing like it. And one of the things I was doing, I was watching the Victory Channel, and they had a gentleman that was on there, and I had a couple of his books a long time ago, and he was from Russia, and the Soviet Union, and he was talking about baby Jesus, and he's written a lot of books, and it was kind of like hearing my sermon all over again. But he took time to say how important it is for family to be together. So if you don't have an immediate family, you have your church family. And so we're going to do something a little bit different today, and hopefully you'll get excited like I'm excited. But it should be a good time. And, you know, I was sitting there thinking of people who lost loved ones or people who are sick. And I want to encourage you that, you know, Jesus is here. When you call upon his name, he will be with you, even in the time of trouble. So it's exciting to me, and we're to have joy to know that he came for you and me. Hallelujah. And I was, and when I was listening to this gentleman speak, he was talking about different things, showing different examples of things. And one of the things in particular that he showed was the candy cane. And, excuse me, the candy cane, this guy was a candy maker, and he wanted something that would be very, very like a tough substance. And so he created the candy cane, and he made it like a hook, which most of you know. And back in the old days, they were just red and white. They weren't like they are today. You got blueberry and raspberry and cherry and all kinds of things. But, you know, back in that time, they were red and white. And he felt like how hard the substance was of the candy cane was how Jesus is our rock. And so the candy was a representation of Jesus being the rock. And he talked about the white that was on here, that when Jesus came, and we accepted Jesus as our personal Savior. He took everything that we blew, all of our sins, and he took them on the cross, and so he made our hearts white, and that's the white in the candy cane. And most of you know the red in the candy cane is supposed to be a representation of the blood of Jesus Christ. And without the blood, we'd be in trouble. I don't know where we'd be. And so, you know, most people don't even talk about the blood, but the blood is the new covenant. And we have that new covenant, which gives us the right to go into the throne room of God and give our petitions and cry unto him. And he gives us hope, and he shows us the correct direction that we should go. I don't know about you. I just thought that was kind of cool when he mentioned that. And he said people don't even think about it, but it's a candy that's kind of used all over. And I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to mention that. And then I was watching a little bit of a Christmas program, and they were talking about the swaddling clothes that baby Jesus had around him. And one of the things that I heard on the TV, on the Christian TV station, they said that the swaddling clothes had significance because they always wrapped the baby lambs in the swaddling clothes. And this gentleman who I'm talking about that was speaking, he said, doesn't Jesus wrap us in swaddling clothes with his love? And I mean, he makes us feel complete. And it was so wonderful to kind of listen to someone talk about the swaddling clothes. And I kind of chuckled because as I prayed last night before I went to bed, the Lord said, do you remember when you used to bundle your babies? Now, Shawnee, he didn't like to be bundled. He just wanted his arms and he was moving around. But Sierra always liked to be bundled, like her arms inside and secured, and you tuck the feet in and stuff like that. And I was really amazed because the Holy Spirit said that was just like the swaddling clothes. It was like they felt secure and protected. And Jesus does that for each one of us that are here today or listening, that he protects us. It's a protection. It's a love. It, you know, whenever you feel that you're truly loved by the Lord, it's like you can conquer anything. You can do anything because he sends angels before you. I don't know about you, but I thought that was pretty precious to hear that last night. And usually this person is really selling his books. And so I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is, you know, on or he's talking. But you know, he gave all of his emphasis to Jesus, the real true gift right now for Christmas for all of us. Isn't that powerful? So that's kind of my introduction today. We do have our fellowship dinner out there, and we're going to exchange gifts, and we got a few games that we can play just for fun. And I want you to have a good time. I want you to get out of your comfort zone. I want you to just have such a great time, because there's nothing like getting out of that comfort zone, feeling free. You should have freedom in the house of the Lord. If it's all religion and it's all the law, it's like you don't have that freedom. There is freedom. Freedom to worship Jesus. Freedom to thank him for coming to us today. I mean, I want you to have that. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. She just said about the law. Jesus said he came to fulfill the law.
Yeah.
Every, you know, the law is like a lot of rules, stringent ways of living and conforming to society or to the word of God, the law. But he came to fulfill it. Every good thing about the law he fulfilled.
Amen.
There was freedom in that fulfillment, where there is every one of us has failed to keep the law at some point. Maybe every day. You know, you stop and think about it. there was like 600, what, 80 some laws? Like, somewhere along the line, I think we, all of us have failed to keep a majority of them, no doubt. But thank you, Father God, for Jesus. We are not subject to that law. There's no condemnation in Jesus. So what a great gift. What a great gift. You ever think of the term Emmanuel? Emmanuel, God with us. God Almighty with us.
Yeah.
In the form of that little child. And I am just so happy that that child grew up to be the Lion of the Tribe of
Hallelujah!
Woo-wee. I sometimes think, and it's kind of an erroneous way of thinking about the people back then who scoffed at this child being born back then, like Herod and all those high priest. Now we'll wipe this child out. It was prophesied there would be a king born. We'll wipe him out. No big deal. Not realizing just who they're talking about. They're talking about the eternal God taking up flesh on the earth and ultimately redeeming mankind. So what a gift. There is no greater gift ever than the birth of Jesus on earth. He came to save the world, save each one of you, save me too. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, on a side note, I did find a note posted to our garage door this morning.
You did?
It said, Joe, I found you on the nice list, but Marie was on the naughty list. So I asked for prayer for Marie. At the bottom it said, P.S., better luck next year. I wondered why I did not hear any thump, thump, thump on the rooftop last night. Now I know why. So,
nothing from the tree.
Nothing
from the tree.
Yeah. Nothing
from the tree. That's a big old lump of coal.
Well, this provides me. So, Father God, we are so grateful, so thankful to you that you took up flesh and came to this earth to redeem mankind. You are our only hope. You are the only hope of the world, that the world, the people of the world, come to know you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord. So I pray 2023 and beyond to be a new time on this earth where your name is shouted throughout the world, every country. I pray, Lord, a mighty harvest sweep through the earth, because you have spoken this through your prophets, and we decree and declare, and we agree with that.
Hallelujah.
We agree with your agenda and the things that you would accomplish in this country and this earth. So we thank you, Father God. Thank you sometimes seems not enough.
Yeah.
But I don't know how else to say it, Lord God, except thank you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his birth. Thank you for his victory over death and sin. So
yeah.
We thank you, mighty God, and we praise you. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord. Let's do some Christmas songs and joy to the world. That's what Jesus is to us. And if you want to stand, great. If you, whatever. Be free. Do you have your flags, Vicki? Huh?
I don't.
Flags. I love her flags.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't.
That's okay.
Light of the world, hallelujah.
Oh. breathing dreamlessly. A giant star lights up the sky.
Turns into night. The
angels started their whispering about the one they're welcoming. No one knows what's soon to be. As angels start their whispering, they see glory in their hearts.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the next thing I'd like to do is let's go into the fellowship room. And I have a couple games set up that we can play. And then we can exchange our gifts and eat. How about that?
Video?
Huh? The video, we'll have the video going in the other room. Yeah.
Or in the...
On the big TV. Yeah. So let's go into the fellowship room. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.